came out, part of that record, well, part of that song was beeped. In other words, when it came to a certain section, it was beeped out when it first hit the airwaves here, because of our restriction on certain words and things and what have you. So there you go.
Geez, we've changed, haven't we, these days? They let anything go to air, but back then they were very careful.
Do you remember the days when you were an old rocker on the airwaves and what you had to watch out you couldn't say and do? My godfather, if I went back to those days, we'd be amazed, you know?
Hey, Paul, we've got a winner.
You've got a winner, have you?
Yeah, Stephen from Vaucluse. He's been quick off the mark this morning.
Stephen from Vaucluse, he must have been right on the mark because, the answer to the quiz question is very simple. The record was Heart of Glass, and, of course, the singer was Blondie, and Blondie is in the Blue Diamond Stakes today. So that was the cryptic clue. Blondie was the answer, and congratulations to Stephen of Vaucluse. You'll certainly enjoy. I'll send you out some Chardonnay and a Shiraz Windy Peak style. I'm sure you're going to enjoy those along the way because they are a nice drop. And if you do like a nice drop of red wine, the Windy Peak range is really exceptional. The recent vintages are very, very nice. The Pinot Noir and the Shiraz and also the Cab Merlot has come up very, very well if you're looking for a nice red wine. Windy Peak, and of course it's made by the great Australian winemaker, De Mortley. I'm talking about old rockers. It's Simon.
Good on you. Thank you very much. Paul Ambrosoli there. Now 25 minutes to 11.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
It's time to preview a wonderful card of racing at Menangle. Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Yes, it is New South Wales' biggest meeting of the year tonight, and it's also one of the biggest meetings on the Australasian calendar. We've got the 50th Miracle Mile. It turned out to be a top race and a really good support card to go with it.
There is a TAB jackpot tonight, which ensures a $200,000 first four pool minimum on the feature race, the Miracle Mile. Let's take a look at the card, Amanda. The first event is the Slingsby Holdings Miracle Mile Drivers Invitational. Now, it's a Group 2 race, and M1 to M2. Scratchings are 10, Mind the Wire, and 14, I Am Mr. Brightside. And with the market, 8 All Eyes on Us is at $3.80. One Match Point, $4.20, and Four Leo's Best, $5.50.
Yeah, look, it's a top race and an open one too. I'm tipping the 4 on top, Leo's Best. Now, his form is faultless. The Queenslander, he's won his last 5 starts and his last 2 have been at this track. He worked forward and ran some time over the 2,300 metres to win 2 starts ago. And I think he has what it takes to win this race tonight over the 2,400 metres. I think his biggest danger, though, will be the 8 All Eyes on Us. This horse had his first run in a few months last week over the mile. He ran fourth on that occasion. He wasn't beaten far and they went 150 and change. So it's a pretty good run. And look, the last time he raced over the middle distance, Simon, he beat Hector JJ. So pretty good to have on your resume. Also including the one here, Match Point, and the 3, which is Better Be Perfect. So race one at Menangle numbers are 4, 8, 1, and 3.
4, 8, 1, 3 in the first. Cross to race number 2. Now, this one's the Lady Drivers Invitational, a Group 2. Scratchings are 4, Code Black, and 11, Terrell. With this market, Amanda, we've got $3.20 for 7, Express Stride, $4 for 3, Match in Heaven, then $6.50 for 1, Don Boston, $7.50 for 12, Broadway Playboy.
Yes, Simon, another race at fantastic value. I'm tipping the 14 on top, which is Watch Pulp Fiction. This horse, I thought, ran a pretty good race to win last week and has a driver on board that has an impeccable Menangle record, and that is Natalie Rasmussen. And I think that combination will be lethal in this race tonight. I think the 7 Express Stride, that's the horse of Masters My Danger. Kerry Ann Turner's taking the drive on this horse tonight. He is the best horse in the race. He's just drawn awkwardly here, and he did go 149.8 to win last start over the mile, so certainly a top 2 hope. Also like the 1 Don Boston, you know, this horse has been going around at Menangle in mile rates of 150, so he can run the times. And Danielle Hill from South Australia is taking the drive on him, and I'm also including the 3 Match in Heaven. So race 2 numbers are 14, 7, 1 and 3.
14, 7, 1, 3 race 2. The third is the first of the Group 1s. It's the New South Wales Oaks final, and there's no scratchings here, so all 14 to line up. We've got 11 Party On, $2.50, 14 Spectacular, $2.80, and then $7 for 1 Takara Truffle.
Yeah, I'm tipping the favourite on top. That's the 11 Party On. She's unbeaten in 8 starts. Miss Philly, she's just freakish. It is a slightly awkward draw for her tonight, but look, Mark Purden's taking the drive, and he's a very cool driver and one of the best in Australasia. And being over the 2,400 metre distance, this filly has plenty of time to work into the race and off the pegs. I do think the big danger is the 14 Pectacular. She's an outstanding filly. She was super strong winning her Oaks Heat last week. She got away with an easy first half, then zipped home. And tonight's circumstances are different with her drawing on the second row, but she's still a big danger. Also like the 10 here, which is Don't Think Twice. She ran a cracking race to finish third in her Oaks Heat last week. And also the 5, Miss Graceland. So race 3, numbers are 11, 14, 10 and 5.
11, 14, 10, 5. All the best of luck to Anthony Manton with Angel in White in the Oaks. Now across to the 4th. This one's a Group 1, the Ladyship Mile. And the scratching here is Mark Purden's runner, number 9, Our Dream About Me. In this market, Amanda, we've got 240 for 10, a Piccadilly Princess, 380 for 3, a Rocker Band, and 360 for 2, Frith.
Yeah, another top race, very even race. I'm sticking with the Purden team again here and tipping the 10 on top of Piccadilly Princess. She had her first look at this track last week. She won. She went 151 and change. And look, there was 2 weeks between runs for her as well. And in that time, she travelled from Victoria up to Sydney when it was really hot. So look, I think she'll sharpen up again tonight. And she's the top hope. Natalie Rasmussen's taking the drive on her. Also like the 3 Rocker Band. This mare's a top Kiwi. Been racing the best of them over in New Zealand, placing behind them. She's had 2 starts here in Australia, both at Melton, won them both. She went 152 around Melton to beat a classy bunch of mares last start. She has what it takes to go close in this race. So does the 4, Amaretto. She ran a huge race last week. She messed up the start, went rough, but made up a ton of ground and finished second to all the good mares. And also, I'm including for the values to the mix, the 11, Sally Fletcher. So race 4, the Ladyship Mile, we've got the 10 on top, a Piccadilly Princess ahead of 3, 4 and 11.
10, 3, 4, 11 in the Ladyship. Cross to race 5. This one's the Group 1 New South Wales Derby. And there's no scratchings here. A field of 14. 1 Vincent is $1.75. 7 Ultimate Machete at $3.20. And everything else in double figures there, Amanda. The best of those is 5 Motu Meteor at $10.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Purden trio for my top 3 in this race. Tipping the 1 on top, Vincent. Mark Purden stated on radio this week that Vincent is his strongest chance of the night, so you don't take those words lightly. And this horse, he was very smart winning his Derby heat at Menangle last week, so I think he can take home the cash. I do think Vincent will see a better Ultimate Machete, so he's drawn in 7, and I've marked him as my danger for this race. He finished 3rd. In last week's Derby heat, and he sat outside them when they ran a record time. So he did all the tough work in front, and he was only beaten the length, and Mark didn't push him around too much in that run. Natalie's taking the drive on him tonight, and I think we can still go close in fantastic Derby tonight. I think the 5 Logan Meteor, he can't be taken lightly. He's been here. His Derby heat last week, and Dexter Dunn's taking the drive on him. And I'm also including the 2, Our Little General, who's drawn well. So race 5, numbers are 1, 7, 5 and 2.
So 1, 7, 5, 2 in the Derby. Now let's take a look at race 6. This one's the Bohemian Crystal Free-for-All. Next group 1 to examine. There's no scratchings. We've got 4 teams to line up. 2 Tiger Taras at $4.50, equal favourite with 7. Let's Chase the Dream. $6 then for 14, Have Faith in Me, and $7.50 for 11, Tactate.
I really like the 14 here, Simon, Have Faith in Me, and he's one of my best bets of the night. I thought this horse was extremely unlucky to miss an invitation to the Miracle Mile. He's run in the Canadian Club Sprint last week, was huge. He ran a last half in 52.6 and a last quarter in 25.5, and that's just sensational. They don't go quicker than that at Menangle. So look, he's on the second row and he should work into this race nicely. He was last year's Miracle Mile winner and still is the fastest horse in Australasia. So I really like him for race 6. I think the danger though is the 2 Tiger Tara. this horse really impressed me with his effort last week. It was his first start in Australia for Kevin Pizzuto and his first run in 2 months, and he finished fourth to Lenny the Shark in the Miracle Mile qualifier. Also like the 6 here, McGregor, he ran the cracking last half to finish fifth in the Chariot's last start. And also the 7, Let's Chase the Dream. So race 6, numbers are 14, 2, 6 and 7.
14, 2, 6 and 7, which brings us to our Grand Circuit event. Race 7 is the Group 1 Miracle Mile, and we have a field of 10 to line up in the Miracle Mile. And with Lazarus, he's the favourite at $2.70, 10 Hector JJ at $4, 3 Bling It On, 6 Lenny the Shark at $6, 1 Smolder at $6.50. They mustn't have taken the scratchings out yet. Have we got 10 or 8 lining up in the Miracle Mile?
We've got 8, Simon.
Yeah, the emergency's coming out. They mustn't have updated on the screen yet.
Yeah, they'll come out later. With the Group 1 races, all the emergencies come out a bit later than the other races.
Oh, so, that's the story with the scratchings, is it? Okay.
Yeah. So, this race, Simon, it's what a fantastic race. Very even field. One of the most even Miracle Mile fields I've seen in my 10 years of working in the harness racing media. Any one of these horses can win. I'm tipping the 6, Lenny the Shark. To me, he looks back to his best, Simon. He won his Miracle Mile prelude very well last week, and he looked so good doing it. I thought his run in the Hunter Cup was super as well. He did all the work and held on to third. And, I just think he's at his prime at the moment, and he has the toughness to win this race tonight. And I think that's going to be the edge to win tonight's Miracle Mile. So that's my tip for the big one. I do think the 8, Lazarus, he's going to be a huge threat. So that's who I've marked in second position. He broke 150 at his first look at this track to win the Chariots of Fire. Mark Purgan has been reported saying this horse can go faster. He does have gate speed, but so do the horses drawn on his outside and inside. So it's going to be interesting where he lands early. And I just think Lenny the Shark has just drawn better for his style of racing for this race tonight. I'm also including the 1 here, Smolder, as my third pick. I thought he ran a really tough race to finish second in his Miracle Mile qualifier last week. And also the 3, Bling It On, who's drawn ideally for this race tonight. So race 7, the Miracle Mile. Got the 6 on top, Lenny the Shark, to beat 8, Lazarus, the 1, Smolder.
His fate is in the hand.
3, Bling It On.
So 6, 8, 1, 3 numbers in the Miracle Mile. And don't forget a $200,000 first four pool guaranteed. Race 8, the next Group 1, Amanda, is the APG Trotters Cup. Now, the scratchings, we have 8, Vincennes, 9, Visualise, 13, Leanne's Boy, and 14, Cyclone Lucky 7. With the latest tab fixed odds here, we've got 290 for 12, El Paco, 650 for 10, Tough Monarch, 650 for 15, Prince Fearless.
King's Officer down the outside, and Montauk is squeezing between runners. Punters are about to shut their eyes here and hope for the best. Montauk pushes through, goes to Gold Ambition. Abdullah got the timing spot on. Montauk followed on to beat Gold Ambition, King's Officer.
Ambition is up. Montauk is King's Officer. He's had mixed form in his four Australian starts, but he's a relatively inexperienced trotter with only 25 starts, but has a ton of ability. He went 155 to win over the short trip at Melton, so he certainly will suit the mile. Also really like the 10 here, Tough Monarch, another trotter that, he's only had 14 starts and won a group race last start, so drawn a bit wide here, will come into Barry 8.
Manisa sticking on, more than fabulous off the fence, moves up 3 wide, Basil 4 wide, then King's Officer, and Montauk is tracking the main body of the field, just waiting for a gap to open up, and he's being hard pushed now. Here we go, more than fabulous goes up to Charmanisa and Gold Ambition. King's Officer down the outside, and Montauk is squeezing between runners. Punters are about to shut their eyes here and hope for the best. Montauk pushes through, goes to Gold Ambition. Abdullah got the timing spot on. Montauk followed on to beat Gold Ambition, King's Officer, then Charmanisa, Basil, and more than fabulous.
I think anything for love should take
Well, at the 100 metres.
He's come a long way.
Wasn't sure who was going to win it.
You know, within five starts, he went from racing CEO company, which is
the third. How do you
start,
Andy, from
Manchester?
Came anticipate, but Mr. Marmalade came past the 153 in front, and they won't get near him. Mr.
And then came in.
The Marmalade, but they've got to hate
Rick. In some of his recent starts, and just missed out on a run in the Chariots because of it, but he still ran good races despite finishing out of the money in those qualifiers. So he's my danger. Also like the 6, Godsend, and the 12, Shannon's a Blast. So race 9, number the 1, 3, 6 and 12.
So 1, 3, 6, 12 in the last. And what did you make your best, Amanda?
Best for me, race 6, number 14, Have Faith in Me, and the value runner in America.
Anticipate,
Mile,
ridden
seven,
along, and Sadiqa gets to the outside, well, but they've got to get the Marmalade. Mr. Marmalade full of running at the 250, three lengths in front. Manhattan missed Gibbs Chase, Sadiqa, and then came Anticipate, but Mr. Marmalade came past the 153 in front, and they won't get near him. Mr. Marmalade full of running is going to give them a hiding here. Manhattan missed, holding down second, flashing home Milk and Brandy, but Mr. Marmalade bolts in. Manhattan Mist ran second. Milk and Brandy ran third. Then Anticipate, Van Halen, Sadiqa. They're followed by Mashani Astana, Mary Spirit, Cobbin Co. All a flutter. How do you do? Relative Chaos, the Ostra, and Stennis. Stennis Baratheon ran last. Mr. Marmalade's given them a hiding there. Number 4. He bolted in. Nice performance
from Didden Mens Orville, with speeding along. Attention at the rider. Had a look around his left shoulder. Here comes Songlike. Songlike out after Didden Mens It. Songlike struck the front from Didden Mens It. Torval to third, but Songlike.
A couple of preludes to the Golden.
Didden Mens It.
Phil Roberts. Cut the call this evening.
Leader Torval.
Now for the preview. Phil, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Simon.
Righto, Phil. Let's get stuck into the card at Wentworth Park and get your thoughts. The first event is the wendypark.com.au Stakes, which is due at 28 after 7. And the Scratchings race 1 are 3, Lochinvar Hugo and 10, Emperor Jedi.
Yeah, with the Scratchings now, I've gone 2.5.7.8, number 2, Full of Wind on top. A handy second here last week, much better drawn in this tonight. Number 5, Rowan Hill, missed the start here last week when a beaten favourite was first up on the track. Had won his previous 5, so we'll give him another chance. Number 7, Nolo Prosecchi, another who missed the start here last week and another who was first up on the track, so got to forgive that. And number 8, Dig Deep Chairs, was placed here on Wednesday off box 7, can do the same.
Top of the straight. Now Songlike gives chase to the Tearaway leader. Torval cut the corner, ran to a clear third, then Venture Capital. 200 metres left to go, didn't mention it, the rider. Had a look around his left shoulder. Here comes Songlike. Songlike out after, didn't mention it. Songlike struck the front from, didn't mention it. Torval to third, but Songlike. Songlike goes on to score well, didn't mention it second. Third, Torval, and they streak the others. Voodoo Lady ran fourth, Impulsive, Military Express, and Venture Capital.
Lots to like about Songlike. She trialled back on the 6th of February, and that was behind She Will Rain.
It's got a
single bullet, paper trade, in front, Calculated sets out after it, and single bullet runs on, paper trade, Calculated, and single bullet, here's the line, paper trade won it, single bullet ran second, Calculated third.
First up went on the track 10 days ago, another one who's poorly drawn, 2.145.
So 2.145 the third race, across to race 4, this then the big 6 underway.
Calculated runs with paper
and reserves out.
Yes.
350 and under.
Number 4, Cosmical on top. A winner past 2 here, is a reliable beginner and has won 4 out of 8 on the track. Number 6, Knockwave, a consistent place getter here, has won in place 6 out of 10, but only one win. Number 3, Celebrate, heat winner here leading throughout, can improve on the clock in this. And number 1, Declared Black, drawn to hold a good position early, is a definite place chance, 4.6.3.1.
4.6.3.1 across to race
then single
5,
bullet X Celebration Gold and Underground is last at the 350 paper trade led by more than a length. Host Wins Effort just niggled out to try and stick with paper trade. Calculated runs on, single bullet coming down the outside, then Cormac, paper trade in front. Calculated sets out after it, and single bullet runs on, paper trade, Calculated, and single bullet, here's the line, paper trade won it. Single bullet ran second, Calculated third. Host Twin Zephyr, a distant fourth, and then came Cormac. They're followed by Underground, And X Celebration Gold was the last one. Paper Trade will win number six. It'll just get home in front of the eight single bullet.
Black Harbour away in the field, sort of halfling up, dangerous in front, but Squirra, he's too strong, he's powering away. Malaguera won the Australian Stakes from Black Harbour. Survival, the race of his lifetime. Palantino and Eyecatcher from the back. They were followed by Peacock, Chetwood, Crack.
Three here in the garden, firstly drawn in box one. Number four, Strixen, a winner in the second here at past two, and has that early pace. It's going to put him right in the race. And number seven, Miss Squirra.
That's Squirra at Clackfield.
Isn't badly drawn in box seven. Can handle an outside box. 2147.
2147. Now let's take a look at the third leg of the quaddie, which is race seven. And there's scratchings here of the reserves. 9 and 10 come out.
Yeah, I've gone 1, 8, 6, and 2. I think my boy Ryland has been placed his last two here from unsuitable draws. He's won 5 of 11 from inside boxes, and he gets that inside box here tonight. Number 8, Almost Black, in for second. Down on grade on the last start.
Survival is tough as tungsten. Can you believe it? He's come back and he's hit the lead for the gout. Here comes Big Mal. Malaguera coming with his run. Malaguera storming up. Blackheart Bart from the back of the field. Malaguera takes the lead. He's too big. He's too strong. He's powering away. Malaguera won the Australian Stakes from Blackheart Bart. Survival, the race of his lifetime. Palantino and Eyecatcher from the back. They were followed by Peacock, Chetwood, Cracked Under Pressure. Behind those, it is written. Then came well out of a turn, me loose, and Mourinho.
It's hard to fall his form. He's won 7 out of 20.
Malaguera powers over the top. Blackheart Bart just found him too sharp. Survival, who was clearly headed by Chetwood, coming to the bench.
$92,000 in prize money.
Parted away, running up on Pearl's track. Savvy now. I Am Zalady, the outside, might have taken a slender lead, she has, and I Am Zalady draws clear late to win it from Zenalicious. Third home, possibly Savvy Nature. Smart Amelia not far away, then Barood, Homo Sword Box, play Pearls.
No scratchings, but a vacant box in five.
Right across the and Savvy Amelia Barood across the track that he stuff from Perm was Barood to the inside.
The win here last week up in grade, but is a definite chance. Number 6 Royal Turbo beaten as an odds on favourite here Wednesday after a fair third last Saturday, but just don't know there. And number 3 Magic Lace, back to back wins here in mid January, but has been unplaced the last two. 1, 2, 6, and 3, a tricky race.
1, 2, 6, and 3 in the ninth and a race. 10 the last, take out 7 Pack Chevy and 10 Despicable Mick.
Yeah, I've gone 5, 8, 1, and 3. Number 5, Miss
Box
Abby
play,
on top.
Back closer to the inside. Next in the run was Barood. He's tracking up around him from Pearls, Ome Sword back near the inside, and I Am Zalady starting to work home the deepest runner she's letting down. They're across the track of the 200. Zenalicious took a slender lead. Smart Amelia, Barood, I Am Zalady the outside, and Savvy Nature boxes on. They're right across the track here inside the last 50. I Am Zalady the outside might have taken a slender lead, she has, and I Am Zalady draws clear late to win it from Zenalicious. Third home, possibly Savvy Nature. Smart Amelia not far away, then Barood, Homo Sword Fox play Pearls, and Mo Queen at the tail.
Very impressive last week and can do the same. Race 5, number 2, race 6, number
2. I Am Zalady.
Thanks very much for your help, Phil, and good calling tonight.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
Phil Roberts there, the first at Wentworth Park, is due at 28 after 7.
In the last,
seven.
As well,
3 minutes to 11. We'll take a break, then, and then Peter Ellis to take a look at racing at Morford, Phil.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, from hardware with the new brand from Winx,
and he's into the Dutcher ass, up right away. There he goes, Winx, put pay to endless drama. Hartnell's running on, looking for second again, but here's 14 for the equine queen of the...
AstiVita.com.au.
But away, so away, it's up on the inside too, so late now, the outside.
That's AstiVita.com.au.
We salute you. Choose tiles for cutting, lifting and taping, so families can call a house a home. For contractors shaping skylines and building communities. At USG Boral, we're the building materials manufacturer that's with you every step of the way. From creating the very first plasterboard to easing your burden with the lightest 10mm and 13mm Canada Plasterboard produced in Australia, we're there. Proud supporter of A Job Well Done. Learn more at usgball.com.
At Bingley, it's the end of summer clearance with fantastic bargains across selected products store-wide. Red hot bargains at the end of a long, hot summer, but only for a limited time.
Side on Winks, and she's into the daylight now. Endless Drama moves up to Shiraz, but she just ambles up on the outside of Winks. Hartnell's three lengths away, but away goes Winks. Put play to Endless Drama. Hartnell's running on, looking for second again, but here's 14 for the equine queen of the world, Winks. Great first up performance. She wins it by 2.5 to Hartnell. They panel the rest. The Irish import, Endless Drama third, a distant one at that, followed by Magic Hurricane, Preferment, Libran, Dibiani, then Libaz, further back to Ambient, Shiraz, and Sacred Master. She's back as good as ever in the time of 1:22.57. There you go.
Ready for the traditionally of Jockey come up.
Back towards the end of the
Mark, good morning to you.
Inside. Zestful's going to Nancy, and Zestful got up. Big win. Zestful got up to beat Nancy and Dixie Blossoms. Then press report. Further back to Rocket Commander from Queen of Kariba, Magic of Dreams. Shillelagh's done well.
Water sitting on the surface, misty water sitting on the surface.
I'm on the inside.
Just got walks like it's a soft seven now.
The end, Zestful got up.
So we've downgraded to a seven. We've got one late scratching, that's in race two.
Big win,
Mr. Marmalade.
Nancy Dickard, Nancy in front of.
Second
came Dix, Nancy on the up.
He's not fit to take his place in the field. Race two, number six, Mr. Marmalade, a late withdrawal.
And do the Bureau say that the showers will continue throughout the afternoon?
Looking at the radar, you wouldn't think it's raining. Actually raining at Round McSimon, but unfortunately it is. It's just that light, misting sort of rain. And look, we're sort of in the hands of the gods as to what happens. The forecast is for it to clear, but, you know.
Nancy's moving up, followed by Unknown Destiny. Dixie Blossoms is close, and so is Magic of Dreams down the outside. Zestful's got chasing to do. Nancy races to the lead from Press Report. Then came Dixie Blossoms. Zestful back to the inside. Nancy in front of Dixie Blossoms, who's trying hard. Nancy, Dixie Blossoms. Zestful's flashing home on the inside. Zestful's going to Nancy, and Zestful got up. Big win, Zestful got up to beat Nancy and Dixie Blossoms. Then Press Report, further back to Rocket Commander from Queen of Kariba, Magic of Dreams. Shillelagh's done well to make up all that ground. Further back to Zara Bay, Unknown Destiny. We'll just focus on James Doyle, who's come off Pearl over towards the 800 metre mark. At the moment, James is down on the track and is soon to be receiving medical.
Hi, this is Greg Bradley, reminding you to get in quick as spots are closing for our upcoming Kentucky Derby Tour. The Kentucky Derby running Churchill Downs
can price at the 100 Czars on
North
you.
American racing calendar. Peter Harney and his team at Ambassador Travel
can pipe target Girls Mode. Chats trot bees through. She's at the 100, still led by five. Lofty's Menu and Pumpkin Pie into the minors, but she's are bolts in. Lofty's Menu second.
Miss Lop. Or call
1-800. Squeeder, Squeedly and Pumpkin four lengths Czars. Office one.
Our autumn offers will get your heart racing. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And time to preview our meeting in South Australia.